A weekend rescue in the White Mountains National Recreation Area could have been avoided with some basic preparation and planning. Local musher Peg Billingsley and an out-of-state client were picked up by Alaska wildlife troopers Sunday after miscommunications and dog trouble left them stranded at two separate locations. Both women are okay. But BLM spokesman Craig McKay says the incident points out how easy it is for things to go wrong in the wilderness, even along marked and groomed trails in the White Mountains.
You need to be prepared, whether that's your equipment and gear, whether it's your physical fitness, fitness of your dogs, if you're using dogs. You need to have emergency backup plans and ways of communicating, and you need to not bite off more than you can chew, I guess.
McKay says the other thing the incident has brought up is the issue of guiding on federal land. Billingsley was guiding without a permit from the BLM. McKay says the permit system provides protections for everyone involved.
The process requires reviewing safety measures, conflicts with other things that might be going on out in public lands, possible environmental impacts and ways to avoid those. And some kinds of activities require insurance. In the end, this all protects the clients, the guides or commercial operators, our staff, search and rescue people, and the general public.
McKay says there can be repercussions for violating the guiding rules, and the BLM is investigating the Billingsley case. McKay says it's fortunate that no one suffered any serious injury in the incident.